What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome. That song should inspire you. That song should inspire you. Even though your name isn't mentioned, even though it's not your name mentioned with the Lemmy nine times or what he said in that song. But if it inspires you, you can just put your name in there and say, you know what? I stand strong. So despite how tough situations might look, despite how the door seems shut at your face, despite how you might be struggling to make ends meet and it's looking like it's not working. It might be that you're struggling to just be alive. But I want to encourage you this morning to stand strong, regardless how tough anything looks like, regardless how, you know, challenging the situation might be for you. I want you to stand strong. I want you to hang in there or hang on there. You know, they usually say there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So I wonder, as cliche as that would come out, there's a lot of sense in it. So it might look really challenging right now. It might look like it is tough. It might look like, man, all the doors I'm trying to knock on is not opening. What is happening? Is something wrong with me? You know, sometimes you get to even question yourself. Is it me? Am I the problem? But at the end of the day, sometimes it takes you losing some for you to win some. If that makes sense to you. Sometimes it takes you having series of failures for you to embrace success when it comes. So if you are going through a really tough situation this morning, I want you to hang on there. I want you to stay strong and stand strong. You are great. All right? You are great. You have all the light. In fact, you are a powerhouse and you have just enough light to light up the world. Do not forget that. You have all that it takes to be successful. You have all that it takes. I mean, God is so generous that he blessed you with so many abilities. I don't believe any individual has got one ability. You have several of them, and that means several opportunities for you to shine, several opportunities for you to be great, right? So there will be open doors. There will be light at the end of the tunnel. There would be amazing success that will come your way. But it's for you to embrace that, to say, you know what? This is just for the meantime. This is just for now. It would be better. It would get better. And that's the spirit I want to introduce the show to you this morning. How are you doing? It's What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Aduobi. Take care. The Feel of Lagos is live. Welcome to be a part of the show. You have to scream "What's up, Lagos?" and let all the bad energy, all this, you know, everything holding you back, seeming like, it's tough. It is tough. It is tough, really. So just let it all out and scream "What's up, Lagos?" Also, do not forget to tell me how you're doing this morning. What is going on around your area? I will be here to listen to you and also share with you a bit of my banter. So I have this very juicy banter that I thought about, and I said, you know what, let's even talk about it. But before I do that, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. Remember, it is What's Up Lagos.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, call me back. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Steven.
Your name is?
Steven.
Steven. Hi, Steven. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Right.
I just called in to say you're great listening to your program.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, then. Thank you, Steven. Have yourself a great day. It's sunny. It's quite sunny outside. In fact, I was shocked. It was the time at around 9 thereabout, it was really hot. And when I say hot, like really hot, like it was almost, you know, the noon period. It's really hot outside. The weather is seeming harsh, but hopefully that it will be conducive for us to go about our daily business this morning. 0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465 7190. Hit me up and tell me, how are you doing? Hoping that you're well and fine. And then, what's happening around your area this morning? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning, Andre.
Good morning to you.
What about calling?
Hey, as well.
Yes, I just want to thank you people for what you are doing in your station.
Okay.
Because this music you play this morning now, I'm listening to you live. Yesterday, me and my friend, we sat down. I know my friend is listening to me.
Okay.
I'm living in the same area.
Okay.
Listening.
Okay.
He said he doesn't like listening to your program. I say, why? He said, because what is happening in the country now, how can somebody be happy? I say, anytime I'm at home, I listen to them just to feel happy for once.
I know.
I know, as I'm calling you now, if I drop this call, if you call me. If you call me now, if I drop this.
That means he's listening too.
Yes, he's listening. We always listen to 99.3 Nigeria Info.
There's
no radio station, the two of us. We are living in the same area.
All right. Shout out to your friend.
To me, you want to mention his name?
All right, thank you so much. We know, I mean, it's not like we are blinded to the things happening in the country, but you know, sometimes just like having a breather, you know, just like breathe out fresh air. It's already tough out there. It's already, you know, harsh out there. But you know, sometimes you just need to let go of that thinking about, you know, the bad situations, so that at least you have a little bit of, you know, a healthy mental state. Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Come on. Yes, cheers to life. Welcome, Mary.
Good morning, Ba.
Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, Ba. Well done, Ma.
Thank you.
The weather here is hot. I was not telling you. The weather is hot.
It's hot, I know.
Yes, well, we thank God.
Okay, where are you calling me from? What area are you calling me from?
Okay, well, I'm from BGC right now.
Okay.
Yes.
How is thank BGC? You, hope it's cool and calm.
BGC is cool, Ma.
All right.
Cool, just calm. Quiet.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary. I mean, I got a little uncomfortable with the Ma. All right, it's okay. Hello? Hello, what's up, Lagos? Okay, call me back if you can. 0700 993 993 993. The first hour of the show is dedicated to you. You know, it's just meant for you to let out all the bad emotions. If you have something that is, you know, getting on your nerves, sometimes it's good to just vent. We have created that opportunity for you to call and scream all the energy out. And tell us how you are doing. Also, if you have situation report, you can do that as well. Also, there will be a banter coming up shortly so that you can at least contribute on the show, right? This one has been trending on social media. That's at some point I forgot myself. But hey, do let me know how you're doing this morning. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I called earlier on about my friend.
Okay.
Yes, whenever I dropped the call, I called him. He was telling that he off his radio. Because he don't want to listen to people. I tell him to on the radio. I know he has on the radio now. He's listening to me. That's why I call back.
All right.
If I'm a KKK, always listen to Nigeria Info. They are too good. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. I mean, thank you for spreading the good news. Thank you for spreading the love. We appreciate that. Hello? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Your What's Up, Lagos is weak. What's happening?
I'm very happy to call into the studio.
I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Where's Colin?
He is well. He is fine.
He's not my Nigeria Info.
You can reach out to him on his social media platform.
All right. I'll tell you, you're doing a very great job, you and Colin. Hope Nigeria Info did not separate you guys.
All right. Thank you for reaching out. Appreciate you. Hello? All right, do call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Okay, then. All right, a few more calls. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Sanchez.
Sorry, your name is?
Success, calling from
Kisu. Success. Hi, Success. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm just
calling
for today's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Happy birthday. I wish you a long life. I wish you prosperity. I wish you everything good.
Thank you.
I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thanks, Colin, for me. All right, thank you so much for reaching out. And to everyone who celebrating their birthdays today, I want to wish you a happy birthday. A happy birthday. Long life, prosperity, and everything good. Hello?
Hello, Andre.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Austin.
Welcome, Austin.
I'm a regular caller. I hope you know this voice.
Sounds familiar.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but sometimes I have things to discuss, but because whenever I call, people know my voice, and they will call me back to say, ah, why did you do? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so is there a way people can do it that people will not pick anyone's voice at call? Is there something you guys can do?
Okay. I mean, I think the engineers are listening. If there is anything they could do, I'm sure that they would look into it.
All right. Okay, fine. Then about iNEC, okay?
Mm.
I've been trying to do the online registration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I got to a point where they will be asking you to upload a picture.
Yes.
I did that. They rejected the picture. They said on that picture, I was not laughing, smiling. Yeah.
Okay.
Why must you? I mean, must I laugh before I take a picture? You know what I'm saying. So now I had to take a picture. I put a very beautiful
smile.
Yes, on my face.
Okay.
I sent it to them. They now said that it's not a real one.
You're joking.
So I'm telling you the truth. I've done that. I started this process last night. I could not go through. To this morning again, I've done it twice. So I called their phone number that they put in there.
Uh-huh.
So it was a long process. The phone was ringing. No one picked the call. No one picked the call. So I'm stressed right now, and I really want to do this thing.
I can imagine how stressed you are. Can you at least go to the physical center that is the local government around you?
No. There is an announcement that you have to do it online first.
Mm-hmm.
Then after
there,
some
you
time
book an appointment before you go there.
Yes.
Okay, you know, the best thing I can tell you is to be patient and keep trying the number. Maybe they'll pick eventually. Man, I can't.
Yeah, because the picture thing is the problem. I've tried all the pictures I have, both the ones the fine ones. I know that okay, on this picture, this one will go through, but then they will reject it.
Wow.
And they want two. They will approve one. The next one will not go through. So I don't know what is wrong there.
Mm. All right. Thank you for sharing this one. I mean, I do appreciate that you shared this.
No problem.
Yeah. Thank
no
you
problem.
So much. Thank you. So you have to... It's funny, you know. You have to smile. And then he smiled. And then you refused the picture that he smiled. I want to believe this is what his village people, you know. I don't understand. How can you do such a thing? Anyway, hopefully keep calling and hopefully that your registration would be complete. Hopefully, just hopefully. I'm really sorry you experienced that. Hello.
Hello, Andrea. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning to you. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Joel. I'm calling from Yaba.
Welcome, Joel. Good to have you.
Yeah, I'm actually a first-time caller.
Yay! Welcome.
Yeah, I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I've been listening to the show for up to 20 months now, so aww. I decided to call in and say, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Thank you.
Wow, I really miss your second, Mr. Collins, right?
Yes.
How are you doing then?
He's doing well. He's doing great.
Okay then. All right, keep the good going. The show is...
Thank
you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you for the love. I appreciate that. All right, it's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke. The phone lines are still buzzing. A few people want to tell me what's going on around your area this morning and how they're feeling. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah,
good to have you.
My name is Paul from Dallas.
Welcome. Did you just say Prof?
Paul.
Paul, okay. Paul. Welcome, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I love the program from Cherry to the last session. Nigerians have been my third registration for over a year plus now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I love this.
Thank you. Do appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. And I can see a few WhatsApp messages. It looks like a few people have, experienced the same thing about the INEC registration. So let me see what a few people are saying on WhatsApp. Okay, so this one says, hi, Andrea. About the INEC registration, I had issues with the image upload also. It says, now to go local government, be that or... Well, apparently, you would have to go to the local government to lay your complaints. Because, I mean, if you're trying to reach out to them and they're not picking your calls, it's the best thing to do is to be up in their faces and go to the local government and lay your complaint. But it's so unfortunate that you have to go through all of this just to make sure that you have your PVC. Anyway, there are other WhatsApp messages here. Let me see what we have. This is coming from Kunle. Kunle from Anthony says, I can relate with what the caller said about registering for a PVC online. My photo was rejected because it claimed I wasn't smiling. It says because I wasn't smiling when all my teeth we're shining. It says, I've been trying repeatedly since last year until it went through last month. I would advise the caller to just keep trying with a white background. Okay, so there you go. You need to keep trying. Well, it's so unfortunate. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. We'll be going on a break shortly. And remember, I have this gist. I have this banda. It's been trending on social media. It's been everywhere. You know, people packing their bags and, you know. But hey, just hold on. I'll tell you what it is shortly. We'll go on a break. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome back, 10:36 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos right here in Nigeria. Info 99.3. My name is Andrea Oduobi-Teke. The feel of Lagos is still live. How are you doing? You want to tell me how you're feeling this morning and what's happening around your area? You can do that. Remember to scream What's Up Lagos and let out all the bad energy. So a caller reached out about him, his picture being rejected on the INEC registration. Online registration. And apparently a few people have experienced such. Well, I didn't experience that. So, I mean, it will be nice for others to share their experience as to how they were able to handle that. And Olumide here on WhatsApp has got a clue on how he can help or, you know, how that... You can have the registration go smoothly. So this one here is saying, good morning, Andrea. What's up, Lagos? Trust you're doing great. Please, I would like to be of assistance to the last caller as regards the INEC registration portal. It's very simple and easy. What he needs to do is the pictures to be uploaded for the process to is real time online. That is pictures taken with his device with a white background. I have done that for my Pauline Boot transfer and it's been absolutely seamless. So also maybe what I would advise you is to make sure that there's enough lightning on your face, right? So that your face will show and your teeth will be white. So maybe you should have enough lightning on your face and make sure that the background also is white. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Yay, yay, cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel. I'm president of Transit. Now, let me quickly just give an advice to the guy that called having issues with INEC
registration. Yeah.
Now, yeah, I did mine.
Okay.
I did for my wife also.
Okay.
But for the home transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is not by uploading your picture. It's like the other WhatsApp message read. Just take the picture real time. Like I'm doing a selfie. The background was the white. I did it and it was just almost seamless. Seamless than 2 minutes to just finish the process.
Okay.
So I think that's the best thing to do. Not uploading pictures from your either from your folder or your from your picture folder. There.
So it has to be the picture that you take from your phone directly.
Exactly. All right.
I mean, so that's the same thing I do.
Yeah, that way.
Okay.
We should do this thing. The thing is ending.
I did tell you. I did tell you.
You're doing a great job,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, thank you.
This is my first time calling. Oh. I've been trying. I listen to the program a lot, but I just tried to just call in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
And you too. All right. So thank you for that helpful and useful information. So if you are listening and also trying to register online for your PVC, make sure that you use your phone to take your picture in real time, and not that you uploaded an old picture from your phone, because part of the things he said was that he was searching for good pictures and fine pictures on his phone to upload. So it has to be the picture that you're taking in real time. All right, I think there's a slot for that. You know, you take the capture immediately and then forward that. Maybe that would be the picture that would go in seamlessly for you. Hello. All right, call me back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Andrea.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. What's your name?
My name is Steve. I call it from Sule.
Welcome, Steve.
My first time in this program. My
Yay.
First time even calling. And
really?
I got it.
Ah, well done. I mean, I'm happy for you.
I know the rule. I'm around somewhere I parked. I have to off my radio. Yeah, I'm interested in this program.
Okay.
Yeah, the guys that are having it difficult to because of their pictures,
uh-huh.
The last caller said something
uh-huh.
that you have to take it directly with your phone, you know?
Yeah.
The one you use the front camera, mm-hmm. you'll be looking at yourself, smile,
yeah.
snap one,
yeah.
and do your normal face as if it's not as if you're squeezing your face.
Yeah, just
do your normal face.
Yeah.
No bit of smile at all.
Uh-huh.
The thing will be, you go through quickly.
Okay.
That's my own advice to those guys that are having a difficulty because I did it myself. Sometimes I will hook up somewhere. So I have to go to my neck office. Close to my side. I took permission from my office
mm-hmm.
and I went there and was like, this thing is getting difficult. The guy was like, what is difficult then?
Mm.
In his presence, I used my laptop to snap and that's how the thing went.
Okay. So you have to take the picture in real time.
Yes. I'm only waiting to go and collect the PVC now.
Okay.
When my time is up.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate that you
thank
shared
you,
this information.
Andrea.
You're welcome.
Happy to see you today.
Oh, I'm glad that you called in. All right, useful information there. So if you have been struggling also with that or you've been having issues with your picture being uploaded, I think that is also, that would be also helpful for you. So you take your picture in real time, have your smile face and also your candid face so that you can have that seamlessly done. Hello.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning
what's
to
up,
you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Welcome. My name I'm calling you from Ikoyi.
Welcome. It's good to have you.
First time caller.
Yay. Welcome.
I have been listening to your program for about 2 years. This is my first time getting through.
Congratulations. I'm glad that you made it.
How is Colin?
He is well. He's doing well.
All right. About the NIN process.
No. We're not talking about NIN, okay?
What are we talking about?
It's not. I mean, someone reached out to say he's having challenges register for his INEC, PVC rather. So yeah, we were just giving him clues.
Okay, I follow more.
Okay.
First of all, the guy used his own phone, Android phone, and snapped me.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the guy that will register me on the platform.
Yeah.
He snapped me as everything got through. So I don't know how they did it. I got everything through.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. So, I mean, everyone is saying the same thing. Take your picture in real time with your phone and you would have it seamlessly. So on WhatsApp, Dimpa from Badagry, he says, INEC online registration is very easy and convenient. Two passport size photo, one regular and the other smiling, print out document and proceed to LG INEC office for bio capture. All right. Saying, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea. My name is Muffy from Lekki. Please, can you call the website on the INEC registration? I'd like to register ASAP before it ends. Please, thank you and have a wonderful day. I'll look into doing that for you. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. It is cvr.inecnigeria.org. cvr.inecnigeria.org. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Just do life.
Yes.
Welcome. Yes.
Yes.
Just alive. Welcome, my brother.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning to you.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is Daniel calling from BI.
Welcome, Daniel.
Oh, Andrea, I miss calling.
You guys are being selfish. You want to rub it in my face so that I'll cry again on the air, right?
Only that yes alone.
I know.
Something lifts me up.
I know.
I miss him so much. You're doing a very great job. I just called to just check up.
Oh, thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
You have a lovely day.
And you too. Oh, you people. Don't make me cry on radio. Don't make me do that. Don't make me do that. I've done that once. And I'm not gonna do it again. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Femi by name.
Welcome, Femi.
This issue of INEC registration online, I'm having issues with it also. Because I've actually completed the passport smiling and not smiling too as passport. But the problem I'm having is that visit the collection center, I fill in a just about the slot has been, what the purpose this thing that came up was the slot has been no available slot. So I now try some other centers also, same thing giving me. So that's the issue I'm having on my own side.
Okay, so I would advise that you go to the local government and make your complaint and so that you can have clarity, you know, or go on your website or something, you know. I don't work for them, so I don't think I could give you valid information except I do a research on my end. Thank you very much.
You're doing a good job, Sean.
I appreciate you. All right, have yourself a great day. So this is my gist I want to give you guys this morning. It's like I won't have time to do that because I really want us to talk about it. Should I? Let me just play the song. Maybe you have a clue about what I'm talking about.
Let's go cleverly on the beat.
Switch it up, baby.
Police Center.
can't breathe. I get stressed. I can't sleep fine. I'll be hot for my.
Heard this on social media. I'm sure you must have seen videos. I mean, people are carrying boxes, you know, running to their husband houses. I mean, shout out to Paul Cleverly. Amazing sound he had to put in there, you know, just to make it more juicy to listen to. So I haven't seen comments, and it's been amazing. Some of it are really hilarious. Some of it are, you know, quite engaging. It's a little bit, you know, thought-provoking. Some are also criticizing. So I saw a few comments, and people were saying the same people who are carrying boxes are running to their husband's houses. I see the same people who carry those boxes are run out of the husband's houses. Why some people are saying, why there's so much pressure in going to a husband's house. And I have seen people also criticize these women for saying that they want to, they're praying in the church that God should take them to their husband's houses. And I'm just there looking like, wait, why are you bashing these women for praying to God or for desiring to be in a husband's house? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, there are several sides to all of this conversation. I just want to know what you think about that. But by the way, if you haven't seen the skits on social media, maybe you should go, you know, check that out. And then if you haven't seen the video, the actual video itself, you know, women who were in a service in church and they were there praying. I don't know if it is a conference or a summit or one of those, you know, fellowships. And they were praying and singing to God that God should take them to their husband's house. And that was the song. And now it's a hit track everywhere. Carry me, they go. My brother, Lord, carry me, they go. You know, at some point I wanted to join in the challenge. I forgot that, you know, I'm already married. I have husbands. I forgot myself. But you got, tell me, how do you feel about that? 0700-993-993-993. Are you part of those criticizing these women for praying to God? To give them, you know, to take them to their husband's house. Are you part of those people criticizing this people praying to God for them to, you know, to go to, I mean, they're desiring husbands. And I don't see that as a, you know. But anyway, I think that the whole idea of husband's house, it's pressuring alone. It's really pressuring. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. Amarachi is on the line. Hello?
Hello, Aja. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
What's up, Lego?
Chesola.
Yes, Chesola. Good morning.
Good morning.
I saw this video last week. I was laughing holding on the floor. One of my sister went to the introduction for. I said, why is it that this video they talk about before your introduction? I would have messed you up with Kevin Bideko, my husband. But honestly speaking, they were faithfully praying to God to carry them to their husband's house.
I didn't tell you.
You know, Igbo people used to say, "Onye nawebo nebo na 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 kuya."
English.
They where you dey.
Uh-huh.
Where you know dey go dey hungry.
I didn't tell you.
Yes, care, but all the same, they go carry them reach their husband's house to destination.
In peace.
What's up, Lego?
Just alive, thank you, Amarachi. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
I greet you. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, this is Baba J calling.
Welcome.
Yeah, I think it's not a laughing matter. It's our culture.
Mm.
You know, we have that if you are not a talented man, you are not recognized. That is a problem.
Yeah.
You know, we are taught that our parents, and at the end of the day, what we are hearing always, in as much you are getting older and you're not married, probably you will join this group.
Yeah.
And I think this program.
For me, right?
So, this same choruses, I don't know how you call it.
Okay, then
this.
Hello?
The network isn't so clear. Can you call me back?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Mary's on the line. Hi, Mary. Welcome. We're going to break shortly. So you can just be quickly with your thoughts.
All right, then. Hiya. I just wanted to say women are being very successful, making lots of money these days. Mm. And I think pastors are taking advantage of them. That's my personal opinion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. I do appreciate you. We're going to break shortly. I don't know if we'll have more time to take more calls. But if you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that. Maybe when we come back, I'll take your message. And also remember, Family Clinic will be coming up. We have someone in the clinic who needs our help. So I'd like that you stick around for that. The phone lines, that is the WhatsApp number, 0809-597-5805. Stick around. I'll be right back. Welcome back. 3 minutes past 11 and still What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke. And just before the news came on, just before we went on that break, we were talking about this very trending video of women who were praying a very heartfelt prayer. That, you know what, God, carry me there, go. My father, carry me there, go. My husband, house. So... and yeah, there's several remixes of that on social media. Amazing stuff. I have been cracking up seeing different videos. I've been really laughing that I wanted to join the challenge. You know, carrying boxes are not until I remember that I have husbands though. But you know, I saw different comments of people saying that you know, the same women who are praying that they go into husband's house. I see the same women who would come out and say they don't want to be in husband's house anymore. I saw several comments of people saying, you know, why do you have to go to a husband's house for you to be a complete woman? You know, several comments here and there. So I just thought, you know what? How about we talk about, we banter about it on the feel of Lagos. So we have a few WhatsApp messages afterwards to bring you the Family Clinic. Remember, someone is in the clinic today and he needs our help. Hopefully, will we help him? Help him with clarity to make a decision. On WhatsApp, we have a few messages, right? It's okay. He's here to help me take a few of those messages.
Right. So, the first message, the person did not put his name, but he said, to be honest with you, the issue we are having with scarcity of husband is as a result of economic downturn. Imagine a guy of 34 years scouting and hoping his wife... he's hoping to be a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Without money, a guy can't take a wife.
That is kind of making some kind of sense. So he is trying to say that the reason women are looking for husbands and not seeing husbands is not because they aren't actual husbands. It's because the things are harsh. And so you cannot marry if you don't have enough money as a man.
I think that's
what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are a lot more messages. Ejiro is here. What's Ejiro saying?
Okay. Ejiro said Eve was created specifically for Adam. Hence, women have a longing to be with a specific man. So, without a husband, women do not feel complete. I don't know how to feel about that.
So it has been a common narrative. It's not a today thing. It has been a common narrative of, you know, the culture. How that you, if you are not married, you're not a complete woman, you know. For you to gain respect from the society, you need to have a husband. So that has been a common saying. I'm not against these women who are praying that God give them a husband. I'm not. In fact, I'm with them. The desires or the heartfelt desires of the righteous are valid. So when you desire something wholeheartedly, be rest assured that your desire would come. So if you desire a husband, there's nothing wrong with it. Trust me. But the idea or where I have a problem with it is when you are pressured to have a husband. Let it be that you have thought to yourself that, you know, I want to be with someone that I would love and would love me back and cherish me while I cherish them too. You know, have a friendship with this individual and we'll live together for the rest of our lives. There's nothing... absolutely nothing wrong with that. But when the idea of you being married is so that you show people that you're married so that you can feel complete. Well, marriage is going to tell you otherwise. I'm sorry. It's going to tell you otherwise. So if your intentions of getting a husband is faulty, I'm not sure that you would enjoy the bliss that would come with you having a husband. I don't know if that made sense.
It does.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. We'll take a few calls, take a few WhatsApp messages, and then we'll switch gears into the family clinic. What do we have on WhatsApp?
All right. So Ify from Ikorodu, I think you're a superstar. She said, when altar call for life partner is made in church, only single ladies come out, even though there are single guys out there. The society puts so much pressure on ladies that they end up settling for anything and anybody that comes their way. Religious bodies should change their focus to finding themselves, being your best, and be productive as a woman, and your husband will come your way.
Don't be desperate. You deserve a round of applause.
That's it.
You see that part she mentioned about, you know, when they say single people come out and all of that, and it's all just women who come out. Maybe the guys are sitting on the back seat and trying to scope. Okay, so this sister, you are single. I'll see you after church. You know, we know your scope. I'll take a few calls and then we'll wrap this up. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. What's your name? Hello? All right, call me back if you can. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Yo, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to live. Good to
have
you.
This is Samuel.
Welcome, Samuel.
Okay. My own take about that is that, number one, I want to have blamed those people.
Okay.
Because, you see, life is into spectrum of faces. You know, the way you see things, your perception about that might be different from others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are clamoring for that under any disguise.
Mm-hmm.
To me, personally, I want to have said that it demeans them or it made them lesser or things like that. Fine, I will negate desperation out of it anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
I won't have, you know, supported such.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether they are doing that on the basis of desperation or not. Okay. Mm-hmm. But be that it may, it's about perception.
Right.
That's number one.
Right.
Then number two, naturally, you see, the way women are created, or even, let me say that one, naturally, is that, you know, the women are time bound. So you can't blame them. Like, for instance, now, we have heard women being on menopause or things like that.
Right.
There is nothing like menopause when it comes to men. So definitely, so if they are agitating, I mean, you can't blame them.
Yeah.
Then on the final note,
okay,
culturally, you know, here in the in African setting, look at what happened in France. We even learned that, you know, that woman, the wife of the France president now, Macron,
yeah,
I think maybe probably was a teacher in schools, I don't know whether in secondary school or primary school or things like that, who got married to. You see, so age is not always on the side of women. You know, so over here, it is going to be something absurd. If you see somebody, in fact, the man said we will be less important. He will be proud of, say, okay, your wife is 5-6 years older than you. Which, there's nothing bad about that. But we African settings, on this particular side of the world, we kind of our cultural propensity, orientation, does not even favor the women in that regard. How would it have been as a father? My kid, my son now bringing a lady. For instance, my son is 22. I'm bringing a lady of 30 years. Even the mother said we have to go to mountain of fire. So that, those are the problem. A lot of factors. So a lot of factors is not favorable to women.
In a nutshell, the African cultures did, or the African culture did women dirty. It did us a disservice. Okay, Zia is here, and it will be the last call I'll take. Hi, okay, Zia, good to have you.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
What's up?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome. It's good to have you.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Just, I want to contribute with respect to the people that want to, be carried to their
husband's house. Yes.
Yes. You see, The issue is the young ladies of these days are not ready to work with a struggling young man. Okay. Most of them are already made home.
Okay.
I remember some years back when people like us got married. Someone saw maybe the potential in us. Decided to work with us. And today better than yesterday. When the two work together, because listen, the truth of the matter is, if someone work with you when you had nothing, and by share hard work, you people, are able to be blessed and hard work pay. Definitely, you have a lot of respect for that person.
Yeah,
you still have power. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people will say, "I will help you. We grow." Then when he grows up, he will abandon me. No.
Well, I mean, but we have seen cases like that.
But what's the percentage? What's the percentage? Okay. And when people work together sincerely, you see, I'm up to be sincerity on the part of both parties. Okay.
Yeah.
This generation, they are not ready to even work hard. They want an already made thing.
Okay. Thank you, KZA. Oh, you want to say something?
No, I'm okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for your contribution. He says women of this generation are not ready to be in a relationship or a marriage with a man who is still struggling. I was going to ask him, what's the percentage of that? How do you know that for a fact? Anyway, we'll take one WhatsApp message, and then the family clinic would be live. What do we have?
All right. This is Toyin from Ikorodu. Says, getting married is a personal desire as long as it is for the right reasons. Do not get married because you are under duress.
Yeah.
Get married because the both parties are ready.
Yeah.
Desperation is dangerous.
Yeah.
Sentiments, culture, etc. is dangerous.
It is dangerous indeed. But, you know, I would say for me, right, if you desire to get married, you know, just desire. There's nothing wrong in desiring to be married. But make sure that you're not under pressure to do it. Make sure that you're not desperate for it. Just let it come from a place of peace, right? And make sure that you have also built yourself well enough. That is, you have found yourself. You have discovered yourself. You know who you are before being in a relationship. Although some people get to find themselves in the relationship, but sometimes it's usually very so let me explain it this way. It's usually very tough because the moment you find yourself or discover yourself in the marriage and you find out that you're drifting apart from your partner, that is the version of you who he fell in love with when you were still haven't gotten self-awareness, so to speak, he might start losing interest in this pressing, or he might start falling in love with this new pressing of you, this new version of you. So it's usually a very risky situation. So make sure that you're full, like you have, even if it's not a full-fleshed understanding of you who you are, it should be at least to a large extent where that you can make a decision for yourself, you know. Anyway, I will leave that. I will leave that part with Sweet Gears immediately. Family Clinic is coming up next. Someone is in the clinic today, and his situation is one that I think Tony Tritrilla sang the other time. I'm in love with two women. I don't know which one to. Yeah, stick around, Lagos. We'll be right back.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
You're listening to the Family Talk with the Techers. The Techers, where family is everything. We are family. It's the Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
All right, well, Welcome back. It's 11:17 on the clock and Family Clinic is live right now. This is where we bring you one person or an individual who is experiencing a difficult time in life, either their relationship or a situation in life generally, and they need help. When I say help, they need advice, suggestions on how to go about making a decision, on how to, you know, solve the problem they're in and the likes. And thankfully, we've had a few people who reached out and they've gotten solutions right here on the show. It's something that we pride ourselves in. But I want to share this one right now. And hopefully you will, you know, all of you will come through for this man who needs our help. So I would like for you to listen up to his story. All right, so his story reads, "Hello, my name is David. David is his dummy name. He says, I am in my early 30s. I am self-employed and I am into selling of bathroom tiles and floor tiles, etc. I'm doing well financially and I bless God for that. Well, my issue is I have two ladies I am dating currently. They are both nice girls, but the issue is who to marry. I met the first one through one of my friends and we have been dating for 2 years now, while the other, I met her a few months ago. The connection I have with this second lady is like I have found my missing rib. She is so perfect for me. I can't explain how I feel whenever we are together. It's like I am seeing my future with the second lady than the first. Now, the problem is the first lady has been there for me. She has done a lot for me. I don't want to hurt her. What should I do? Please help me." All right, so that's David's story. He says he is in his early 30s. He's self-employed. He's doing well financially. So he wants to settle down. He's currently dating two ladies. I know a lot of guys do this. He's dating two ladies. One he's been dating for 2 years. They've been together through thick and thin. She's been there for him. But he met another one a few months ago. And he says the connection he's had or he's having with the second one, it feels like he's seeing his future with this second one. He's saying that, you know, this is my future wife. My mystery. He had to even put my mystery. So he says that she is so perfect for him and that he cannot explain how he feels whenever she is or they're together. It feels like he's seeing his future with this second one. But the problem here is the first one has been there for him all along and has done so much for him. He doesn't want to hurt her. Well, for me, I already feel like you have already, you know, you've already hurt her. I mean, you have already pierced her heart by dating someone else. So, I mean, but anyway, that's David's story. Remember, David is his dummy name and he's listening. It's an old judgment zone. I know there's a tendency for you to judge him and say, why are you dating? Why are you what do they call it? Why are you dating two ladies at the same time? Why are you playing hanky-panky with their hearts? And like, I know that you would want to say that to him, but if you want to criticize, make sure that you are criticizing constructively. So let's hear what you would tell him. He sees a future with the second one that he just met a few months ago. But he has been dating this other one for 2 years. He likes her. She's a nice girl. But he feels like he's seen a future with the second one than the first one. So what should he do? He's also worried. He doesn't want to hurt the first lady. What do you think he should do? Hit me up. The phone lines are up 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. The phone lines are fully buzzing, I'm sure. I'm a little scared for David. So that people don't, you know, give him, you know, bass blows on the show. But please, take it easy. Take it easy on David. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello? All right, call me back if you can. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Please move away from your radio. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. What's your name?
Okay. The fact is...
What's your name?
My name is Oliver.
Sorry?
My name is Oliver.
Oliver.
Yeah.
All right, welcome, Oliver. Talk to me.
Yeah, welcome. And the first remain is... He's really confused now. But if... Let him just examine both of them. Because when he's choosing, and he'll never go back again and choosing again. Just let him choose the best among them and marry, because marriage is for better, for worse.
Right.
He should not say, because the other one has suffered for him, and he will not be there, and at the end of the day, the person will not be treating him bad.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's choosing, let him just choose the best among them.
The best among them.
That's my own suggestion.
Okay, thank you very much. How would he know the best? Because right now he's really confused. I think best is relative. So what area? If we're saying best, he should look for the one that's the best. He says he's connected. The connection he's getting from the second one is really intense. He feels like he has seen his missing rib, and he sees future with the second one. So it looks like, okay, the relationship he's been having with the first one was just, okay, let's see how it goes, you know. We might just grow into each other. But the second one is like love at first sight. Boom. The thing is hot. So it's making him even more confused. Like, do I leave this one who has been there for me, who, you know, we've just been looking at how the relationship would go, or this one who just came and swept me off my feet? 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lift. I laughed. Honestly, David is confused. You know, as in divided attention.
Yes.
But what I want to tell him is, you know, marriage is something as in sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to bring the first one that as in I've spent 2 years. So why are you spending two years? With somebody that you're not ready to marry?
Yeah.
Now I've seen somebody as in maybe flashy more than the other one, you know. Then the second one he met is the person, because he had that connection. He said the immediately he saw her, he feels that this is the person that he wants to be with.
Yeah.
From the word, you judge him that. Now, I'm not really judging him.
Okay.
I'm not really. But from what he said, is that he had that connection.
Yeah.
So for me, marriage is not sentiment. And then maybe the way the other one is making things easier.
Has been there maybe, for him, doing well for him, doing a lot for him.
That's not marriage, honestly.
Okay.
That's where people are getting wrong.
Okay.
So for me, honestly, no matter what, the last person is the person.
Okay, you're saying he should go for the second one?
Yes, that's the second person.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Okay. A lot more calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can also drop a WhatsApp message. I have to look for that number all the time. Please, pardon me. It is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. We'll go on a break shortly. When I come back, I'll take more of your calls and your messages as well. It's still Family Clinic. Do not change the dial. Welcome back. 11:35 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos. The Family Clinic is live right now on Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Odobi Teke. And we have David in the clinic today. I read his story earlier. So if you didn't catch up his story, I'm going to read it again for those of you who did not hear his story earlier. But if you have, you can drop a WhatsApp message telling me what you think about his situation. If he if he's confused, or he's just, you know, one of those playboys.
on the line. So here is his story. He says, my name is David. David is his dummy name. It's not his real name. I am in my early 30s. I am self-employed. I am into selling bathroom tiles and floor tiles, etc. I'm doing well financially, and I bless God for that. But my issue is I have these two ladies I am dating currently. They are both nice girls, but the issue is who to marry. I met the first one through one of my friends, and we have been dating for 2 years now, while the other, I met her a few months ago. It says, the connection I have with this second lady is like I have found my missing rib. She's so perfect. I can't explain how I feel whenever we are together. It's like I am seeing a future with the second lady, it says, than the first. Now, the problem is the first lady has been there for me. She has done a lot for me, and I don't want to hurt her. How should I go about this? Please help me. So that's his story. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. I want to hear all of it. And remember, he's listening. If you want to criticize, I know, right? It's okay. But please make sure it is constructive and you're not being judgmental. All right. Thank you. Hello. Do call me back if you can.
0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi.
Hey, it is well, though.
It's well, my sister.
It feels a bit weird that Uncle Collins is not there, but well, I'm sure he's with us one way or the other.
I know. As far as I'm here, you know, I'm a part of him.
Anyway, see, me, I always like to look out for everybody in the story, and I'm sorry, but I feel more for the first woman, and it just kind of, for me, ties in with the topic you had before we segued into this one.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody was saying men don't want to start up with
You
know, that was where my mind went to now we have another class.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you do for somebody.
Yes.
They will choose who they want to choose.
Absolutely.
And for me, I think that He's not confused. His issue is that he wants to eat his cake and have it and realize that he can't. So, you know, he already hurt her, you know, and frankly speaking, he shouldn't hurt her more by wasting her time.
Because
for all I know, she's wasted her time with him. That's just the truth.
Mm.
Because he wasn't there 100%. He just took this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were thinking about how not to hurt her, you wouldn't step in
to someone else.
So let her go.
Okay.
That's just it. Let her go and then focus on your rib.
Yeah. On the missing rib.
Be careful. That's all I can say, you know. Just be careful. Watch out and everything. I'm not saying anything will go wrong, you know, but at least let the first one go.
Okay.
Because if she's as good as he says she is, she doesn't deserve being with somebody that is not with her 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should put himself in her shoes. Like, how will he feel if a woman is with him but she's wishing she was with somebody else, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That is not marriage or a relationship.
Yeah.
Marriage is when is a lot of things. Marriage is a lot of things, I know, but one of it is, like, you really want to be with that person.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah, totally.
You're not wishing you were with somebody else or wishing that someone else shows up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's not enough to just sign, to say you do with somebody. No.
Yeah.
You have to do from the bottom of your heart.
Yeah.
So if that is not him, then you should let her go.
Okay.
And if this issue involves money, with all this he has been with her, please. Sir, be doing refunding.
Exactly.
Don't just say you are sorry. It didn't work out. Please.
Oh my God.
You refund our money. Yes. Thank you very much.
All right, then. You didn't tell me your name.
Oh, it's Adeoluwa.
Okay. Adeoluwa. Thank you so much for your contribution this morning. Right. Hopefully, David is listening. Oh, Bax is on the line this morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Obax from Ayobo.
Welcome, Obax.
I think David is putting himself in a kind of mess. Yeah, because you dare not date two women at the same time.
Okay.
either you first of all have an agreement with the other one how to leave her, before you go for another one. Because if I were to be in the shoe of that girl, the first lady.
Yes.
David said that the girl has been a nice person to her. He has been there for him,
yes.
All this while, yes.
Yes.
And now he has seen another person that is good. And he tried to dump the one that had been there for him all this while.
Uh-huh.
I hope he's digging himself into grave. Because I don't think that other girl will be happy leaving her like that. I think if we are to be some lady, they will go extra miles to do whatever they want to do to him, especially in the area of spirituality. So David need to be very, very careful and decide what to do, because you can't deal with so many people at times. Because if I were to be in that shoe, I would not be happy.
Yeah.
Because you can't do with a woman like that. And at times, you know, understand that when women lay course, you know what it is. It's very, very dangerous. You might be thinking, most of us these days, most young men, why they are in trouble, they don't know.
Okay.
It is what they've done in the past to ladies.
Okay.
And lady must have got to extra man to lay course. He has to be very, very careful.
Okay, then. All right.
And decide what to do.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that you dropped your comment or you called in on the show. So David needs our help right now. I'm feeling already bad for him. But, you know, he said he met the second one a few months ago. He didn't specify how many months, while he has been dating the first one for 2 years. So let's even assume that he just met the second one. And you know that first rush you'll feel when you just met this, you know, this beautiful girl, this handsome guy. You know that first rush, the first connection, and the first, you know, all of those things. It does, maybe that's what he's experiencing, that, you know, at this point in time, and he feels like, you know what, I didn't have this same connection with the first one. Maybe that's why I feel like this one is it. The second one, I just met her through my friends. You know, we would just say, oh, you know what, let's see how this relationship would go. So maybe, just maybe, he feels like the basis of the first relationship wasn't so solid enough for me to make a marriage commitment. Maybe the second one, it seems like this would last a little longer. You know, would be the it for me. Looking at marriage wise, I'm just trying to put my head, myself in his shoes and try to understand what he's thinking right now also. But let's help him out to make a decision here. Should he, I think that he has already, to me, I feel like he has already made a decision. He already feels like this second one is the one for him. He already feels like the second lady is the one who he wants to spend the rest of his life with. So he's looking for a way out to tell the second one without necessarily hurting her or not being in a deep mess by trying to do that. He wants to like clear his head. He wants to, you know, let that go without not having so much negative impact on him or on her. But what do you think? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Cheers to life. Welcome.
This is Ella from Aja.
Welcome, Ella.
So, this is David, I think he needs to answer some serious questions.
Okay.
Like, between himself to himself.
Uh-huh.
Because all this, I just met her, my meeting ring, blah, blah, blah. Hope it's not just he met her newly, the thing is just like a kid that just got a new toy that is sharpening it.
Yeah.
Because marriage is more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are even married, you always, you still meet people that will give you that spark that you just see and be like, oh.
Yes.
You just have to learn to be contented with what you have. And I think it's the finish syndrome that is doing him with the first lady. Maybe he has been with her for a while and he just saw somebody new and the thing is shocking him. He has to answer some serious questions. And before he's even thinking of marriage, he needs to learn how to be contented with what he has. Because if his eyes is still flashing outside there looking for the new thing, looking for the new excitement, it won't work even if he gets married. Because even this one, when he gets married to this one that he thinks is his partner, he will still see somebody more beautiful, somebody that will still give him another spark.
Right.
So he needs to be careful and know if it's just that, oh, she's new and she's flashy, that is doing him. Or he really, really, really loves this second one. That's what he needs to answer. Not, running up and down and doing this, that. He needs to just be sincere to himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Yes.
All right.
I just think he's just running after the new
shadows.
Girl because
okay.
she's new and all that.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Hopefully, he's listening and he'll learn from what you said. Hello, Adekunle is on the line. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Adekunle from Stockville. I'm actually on Tomila Bridge. I'd like to contribute to your discussion.
All right. Talk to me.
Okay. I've been in this situation before.
Okay.
Okay. In 2009, when I wanted to get married, I was in this situation. And what I did was, you know, I put the two side by side and I weigh them up based on the quality, the aspect, the one area, the one aspect, one they are good, the other one that are not good in this aspect and all that, you know. So I look at all those aspects and I pick one and I choose one and I moved on. And today, my marriage is 11 years, and I'm actually happy. So I will encourage all advice, David, to look at every quality of each of them and pick and choose one and move on.
Okay.
Irrespective of when you meet or the first person you met or the last person you met, we always meet people in life.
Yeah.
If every dating does not come to marriage, so that is sure.
Okay.
So we always date people, but it doesn't come to the marriage.
Okay.
And you just look at it and pick the best person among them all. That's all.
All right, then. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Adekunle, who will reach out to us from a third mainland bridge this morning. Their WhatsApp messages. And it's okay. It's going to take them for me.
Let's do this.
All right.
So we have Idris from Mushin. He says, my humble advice for David is to stick with the first lady who has been through everything with him. And you know her so well, character-wise, attitude and understanding. Don't be surprised if the second one is actually pretending since you said you are financially okay. All right, so we have Daniel from Igondo who said, in every relationship, the man or the woman must break someone's heart in order to get married. Wow. Do you know how many hearts that were broken before marriage takes place? Okay. The guy should man up and follow one.
Okay. All right.
We have Evelyn from Amuwa Dolphin who said, you already broke something by dating someone else while you had a good girl at your side. But then again, marry for love, David. Nothing else. Not even pity, because it will eventually turn to disgust.
And I agree. I totally agree. I totally, totally agree with that. The aspect where she said, do not marry for pity.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're not, I mean, you're doing yourself a disservice by going to marry. Not even just being in a relationship, because in a relationship, you can still opt out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, married, you can, well, I would zip my mouth up for that. Okay, let me see. This one is coming from who? Who's the person sending the WhatsApp?
The person didn't put a name.
Okay.
But he said, missing rib core, skeleton knee.
That's not fair. It's okay, says his neck. It's okay, says it's not only missing rib, it's my neck to my head.
My neck, exactly.
That's not fair. Remember, David is listening.
This was off air. Andrea. Okay. So he said, David, stick to your girlfriend of 2 years and put a ring on that finger. The new girlfriend is a flash in a pan.
Okay.
That feeling you have is what happens whenever you are ready to settle down. You begin to see people who are allegedly more pretty and supposedly fit for you. And you begin to question the sacrifice you and the first have made, having been together for 2 years. Bros, trust me, stick to your old girlfriend. Marriage is friendship and commitment and not about feelings, which may be infatuation. Very soon after marrying the second one, you will meet someone and will still miss a liver.
So you know, he says something that, you know, that's how you feel when you're about to settle down and all that. I remember when, so let me give you a little gist.
All right.
Inside gist. So when I and my husband were dating, It was quite interesting because during the period when I and him were just dating, I didn't see anybody that would come and tell me, I love you, talk your own. Like, it was, I'm telling you, gospel truth, she was shocking. But the moment he proposed, oh goodness gracious.
Ooh.
The moment
And he put a ring on the finger to say, I want to marry you. As in, he now looked like flies were all around me. Left, right, center. Everybody. Such a fine girl. Such a fine girl. Such a fine. You did not see me before. You know, I'm telling you the extreme truth this time. Like, it was just like all around me. And I started flashing my hand. But look at now. Look at. But, you know, yeah. So sometimes I think maybe it comes like a temptation to test you, to see whether you're going to change your mind, you know. I don't know, but that's my story.
Wow.
Yeah, it happened to me.
People are more desirable when they are taken, apparently.
I don't know how that works. What science is that, please? Is it science? I don't know how to explain it. But really, that was what happened to me. Rafael from Festac is on WhatsApp. What's he saying?
He said, my advice to the young man is to put up a test. Tell both of them you've lost your job. The one that remains is your wife, Chikena.
Ah, wait, please, I don't understand. Please. As
a wayek and jam, you put.
Are they lab rats? Okay, there are more messages, right?
Yes.
All right, it's quite lengthy coming
this
from Newell.
Longo. Okay. Newell from Aja says, firstly, I believe the purpose of dating should be marriage.
Okay.
Secondly, love is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a decision, not just a feeling. Okay. There's no perfect spouse, so you just have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
After staying with the second one for a while, he might even begin to see imperfections that will make him prefer the first one.
Mm.
So he should choose and stick with his choice. When he's married, he might even meet better women. Will he then divorce or marry a second wife?
Deep question. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. The phone lines are really buzzing. So let's take a few before we head straight to WhatsApp. Hello? Hello? All right. Do call me back. Do call me back. Do we have a WhatsApp message?
So, Emmanuel says, the young man should marry two of them.
Ah.
He should also consider the sacrifice from the first lady.
Uh-huh.
Possibly, she's turned down more good young men only for her guy to break her heart.
Sure.
At early 30s, he's confused over his choice of a lady. Uh-huh. I wish him well.
All right, then. Well, you can't really blame a man. You can't really blame a man when it comes to matters of a heart. I mean, I think you can't really blame anyone when it comes to matters of a heart. But at the end of the day, I feel like David would still have to make this decision by himself. What we're trying to do is to help him with clarity, to see both sides, to know if, you know, whatever decision he's about to make would be a good one or not. For me, I really do think that in his heart, he has made a decision as to who he wants to be with, but he's looking at how to break up. His sentiments are coming in the sense he has been with this woman for 2 years. How do I get to tell her that, you know what, it's not moving forward anymore. I found someone else that I want to be with. He doesn't want to hurt her, but he feels like he doesn't see a future with her. Maybe what we should do is to give him an idea of how to, you know, break up with the other one, you know. But he's feeling guilty that this one has been with him and you know, done quite a lot for him. That's where the sentiment is coming him. But in his heart, what I can read from that message, in his heart, he has chosen the second lady.
Yeah,
he has chosen the second lady. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Andres.
Good.
This is Lisa from Bandoli.
Welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah. What I would tell David is, you know, this second one is a new relationship. She's not going to show you all her full character.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the fact, you are only the one feeling this is marriage, this is your meeting with. How sure are you if she's feeling the same thing with you? Because this is a new person. And this old person, I'm not telling you you should go for old or new. You know what you want.
Yeah.
You know what you see in the both of them. I am not there.
Mm-hmm.
But this old person, maybe because you see now all, you know everything about her, and you think, oh, fine, this is not what I want. But think about it deeply in yourself.
Yeah.
This is somebody I know, and this one I don't really. She might decide to change tomorrow.
Mm.
And that thing you're feeling about her is no more longer there. And what will you do with the marriage then?
Hmm.
So it's not left for him to think or and decide, or it's his choice.
Yeah.
You know, think on yourself, really. Is this what I want? Mm-hmm. Is this thing, if this new girl change tomorrow, will I be able to take it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or this person I've known for a very long time, is this person change? I've already known this person. This is how this person is. So if you decide on yourself, boy, marriage is not just play.
Yes.
You go in there and play. Tomorrow you are out for me too.
What's your name? Did you tell me your name?
My name is Rita.
All right. Thank you, Rita. I do appreciate you. All right. We'll take a few WhatsApp messages and our time is already far spent. Let's see.
All right. So someone else who also didn't send a name. Okay. Guys, please send your name. He said, for me, go where you have full joy.
Okay.
Unconditional happiness is the key in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize to the first lady and beg her to forgive you and move on. Don't send her breakfast message, you go to her and have the breakup discussion.
Yeah.
And also tell her you'll be glad to assist whenever she needs any help. What are friends for?
For real?
Please, we're not looking for friendship after 2 years.
Hmm.
Okay. But that's a good one. Like, you know, what do you think?
Well, I mean, your suggestions and advice are always welcome. It's left for him to make a decision from it. Sam Wise from Agot Palace Way, what's he saying?
He said he was in the same situation before he got married. I was in a relationship with this lady, now my wife, for 4 years, and I met a new lady at my working place, and it was as if I connected with her more than my babe. I nearly broke up with her, but I gave myself some time to study the new lady. I found out that I would have made the biggest mistake of my life
mm-hmm.
by breaking up with the first babe.
Mm.
Dave should check if he's really in love with the second person, or if it's lust, or the way she gives it to him.
Okay. We get the full gist.
Okay.
We get the full gist, but I think that I'm hopeful that right now he must have, he must have advice and suggestions. I'm sure that he would look inward and make a decision for himself, because at the end of the day, the decision is in his hands to make. But I must say thank you to everyone who reached out. You sent a message. You told us your personal story. You also called in. I do appreciate you, and shout out to you. It's okay.
Thank you. Shout out to you too.
All right. We'll be wrapping this up right now. I need to step aside. The news coming up shortly. It's 11:58. It's always a pleasure being here on the show with you. I am Andrea Odobi. Take care. Bye for now.